Hello, everyone. So I figured I would come in and explain to you a little bit why... Well, I guess I'll start just by recapping my day. And by recapping my day, you'll kind of understand some of the crap that's been going on recently. It actually, and really concurs. It actually hasn't been too bad, but it's just, I don't know, annoying. So, shall we begin? I get up today and it is pouring down rain again, just like it has been the past couple days. And when you have a dog who doesn't like rain, it makes things all the more fun. So, took him out. And as I'm sure all you guide dog handlers know, having an umbrella and a dog together just ends up being just crazy. So anyway, I have this big bubble umbrella and I've got it over my head and I've got Rayleigh out there and he's trying to do his business, but he's also trying not to step in the mud. He ends up pooping. I don't even pick it up because he went in a different place and I tried to step into the grass to pick it up. My shoe got stuck and I was like, F this, I'm done. So took off, headed to work. Get in, I sit down, and the first thing I hear as I sit down to my computer is the guy clearing his throat, and clearing his throat, and clearing his throat, and it won't stop. It has been going on for the past, well, they moved everybody is what actually happened. They moved everybody around on the fourth floor, and we have this consultant guy who ended up getting an office, which I don't understand because he's a consultant. He's not a member of the actual company, whatever. Anyway, so he's in this new office space now that and facing out into the cubicle area where I am. And as you've heard, if you've tortured yourself and felt masochistic and listened to my booze, he clears his throat all the effing time. And I finally actually went and complained to the floor manager the other day on Monday because I can't take it anymore. And I told the guy, I was like, this is a cubicle environment. I understand sacrifices need to be made. I try not to be someone that complains, but this is over the top. And it's one of those things like my dad, when he has something important to say, he clears his throat. And so when this guy continually does it, I jump every time because I'm like, what? What? What do you have to say? You know, I realize that's an ingrained response for me. That's biological. I understand, but that is a tick that if it just keeps going, it's like, you know, when someone just sits there and sniffs instead of using a tissue, that kind of thing. So, long story short, I can't concentrate at work. I try and spend as much time away from my desk as possible. It is ridiculous. So, my boss, Matt, came to me today, and he told me that it was brought to his attention that I had said something. And I will backtrack here and say that I didn't go straight to my boss because my boss is the one that hired on the throat clearing guy. So it made things a little gray. So anyway, he comes over and he says that he's heard about the issue, that this guy has allergies, and so it should be a temporary thing. He said, but I have, ever since he was told about it, he goes, I have noticed it now more and more. And he goes, and I can see how you can't get your work done with that. He's like, so if it hasn't abated in the next few weeks, then he said we could revisit the issue. Which, you know, in this situation, it's as fair as it can get. And I'm not going to say any more about it for a few weeks. But if it keeps going, like, seriously, I want to move. I want to move to a different place. I want him to move. I want something to happen. But either way, I do not want to be in a space with him. And it's not just me that's having that problem, but the problem is I can't like, I hear my computer in one ear and the other ear is open because that's the way I take my calls on my headset. I have a computer in one ear, phone in the other. So that's just how it is. So I go to, I got Rayleigh mostly dry. I had a heater on under my desk for him so that he could, you know, sleep and all that good garbage. And then everyone's like, oh, let's go out to lunch. I'm like, cool, okay, because I didn't bring my lunch today. I take Rayleigh and go out to lunch. Well, now that he's dry, we go out. It's pouring again, so Rayleigh gets soaked. Have a good lunch, come back. Throat clear guy is still there. Have to deal with that, but, you know, whatever. I leave, go to a doctor's appointment. Pouring again. I actually ended up late, which sucked, but the doctor was nice and, you know, all that good stuff. Then I get home and I'm like, hey, cool, I'm going to cook some parsnips because my mom cooked some parsnips while she was out here and they were really good. My problem is I don't have, which I just found out about, I never knew, but there's like these slicers that you can like run across a blade or something and it'll slice things really thin. I didn't know that. My dad's going to show me one when I go home in May so that maybe I can get one. Anyway, I can't slice things very, very, very thin. It always goes at an angle. So I'm trying to cut these things really thin. They don't come out thick enough or thin enough. So I put a bunch of butter in the pan. I've got Mrs. Dash and scooping it all around. My dad gives me a call and we're talking and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to put a little more butter in here. So I glob some butter in and it's sizzling away. We're talking and all of a sudden the damn fire alarm goes off. So, of course, Dad, you know, he's like, oh, parsnips are done, you know, in his way. But I ended up having to run around and open the windows and turn on a fan and go crazy. And Rayleigh's running around grabbing his toys like it's the end of the world. I ended up letting Dad go because I didn't want him to have to listen to the noxious sound that I had to listen to. The fire alarm turned off pretty quickly. Because I have set it off several times before, and I know what to do in a situation like that. And the parsnips ended up being slightly burned, but not terrible. And it was a fairly good dinner, but I still feel a little bit sad about the loss of some fairly good parsnips. But oh well. And now I'm hanging out with Rayleigh, who is dry for the moment, on my bed, and I've got a window open. It's pretty nice. There's a bird outside. It's cooling down the apartment a lot. And Rayleigh is really liking that. He's on the bed with his face pointed toward the window with a fan blowing on his back and just breathing in the nice fresh air because it's not raining right now. It actually was supposed to be storming at this point, but it's not, and I will take that. So he's gonna go out in a little bit, and I'm going to bid April a fond good riddance because I'm ready for the next month. Honestly, I'm ready to go to school. I'm ready to get that started. I had to trim the audio a little bit so I could finish this boo. Ready to go to school, ready to get a new job, ready to move up in the world. So that is my life at this point. And I probably won't do one of these for a really long time again. And that way I'll have 10 minutes of stuff to talk to you about. So with that, I will cut this off and talk to y'all later.